One of those Republican candidates is the incumbent, Ciro Adams, who won by just 11 votes after a recount in 2016, 4 years after he ran and lost. Adams says he pursued a spot on council thanks in part to something his grandmother once told him, if you see a problem, fix it. Adams is a CPA by profession, and he points to his pro-business voting record.
I feel that we overregulate business quite often here in the city, and you want businesses to pick Wilmington to work in, okay, not Newcastle County.
But why should a business consider locating in Wilmington instead of the outlying areas? Adams says there are challenges to attracting jobs, but they can be overcome.
The biggest thing that holds us back here in the city is a talent pool. And actually, the genesis of every problem in the city of Wilmington is the lack of a Wilmington school district.
Calvin Brown of Hilltop is also in the race. He lives above his barber shop and across the street from a church where he is a pastor.
I spent a lot of time in social issues, working with community, young people, church events. And I'm just trying to, I think, insert some civility as well as some leadership in the city council.
Brown says he's given back to the community by reviving Hilltop Community Day, sponsoring youth sports activities, and working with West Side Grows Together to install new lighting. If he joins city council, Brown says one of the first things he wants to do is load his colleagues and Mayor Persicki onto a bus and visit all parts of the city.
When you go back to make legislative changes and introduce bills, you'll get a picture with words, and so then you'll be less likely to just suggest things that you've never seen. So I wanted to take them around. I want to walk these streets. What we're asking the police to do, I think we can improve the climate for law enforcement to do a better job.
Rounding out the trio of Republican candidates is James Spadola, executive director of Read Aloud Delaware. Spadola has chaired the Board of Commissioners of the Wilmington Housing Authority and is president of his local civic association. He explains why he's running.
It's a natural extension of the work I've been doing in the city. And two, I think we need desperate change on city council. Desperate change. I mean, it's, we need pragmatic and reasonable people on there that can move the city forward and not focus on their own ego.
Spadola says he's been able to develop and maintain good relationships with members of the state legislative delegation.
You know, I'm somebody who's had great relationships with Republicans, Democrats, Independents, because they know I'm an ideas over party type of guy.
All three GOP candidates have service backgrounds. Adams in the Marine Corps, Brown in the Air Force, and Spadola with the U.S. Army. Spadola also was a Newark police officer, where he and his partner carried a sign offering free hugs. The hug-a-cop video went viral. Spadola says that's valuable perspective he would bring to council, as Wilmington, like many urban areas nationwide, faces escalating rates of crime and violence. He says you can't have public safety without criminal justice reform, and that many unlawful or excessive uses of force seem to stem from minor encounters. Brown, raised in Riverside, says part of the solution to violence lies in education, and he believes city council should lobby the state for more resources to improve the climate in the city for law enforcement to do a better job. Adams also believes the violence is connected to education, specifically the lack of a Wilmington school district. And while he describes himself as a law and order guy, he supports some police reform like broader adoption of body cameras and allowance of no-knock warrants only in rare circumstances. Spadola is concerned about Wilmington's short and long-term budget challenges, as more people work from home and there are fewer things happening to lure visitors.
One, you have the immediate revenue hit on the city wage, but that's less people coming to the city to go to Market Street. So the arts are almost the last resort in that regard, that we need to, we need the arts to keep people coming into the city.
Brown, who grew up with 14 brothers and sisters on Wilmington's East Side, remembers a time when there were 5 movie theaters downtown and people wanted to be in the city. He praises Mayor Persicki's leadership on riverfront development even before he took office, but believes more is possible.
And I think that we've got to do not only develop business, but we got to develop the cultural, the arts, and make the city something that you want to live in.
And Adams adds, unless someone feels safe and secure, they may not want to live in or visit Wilmington. As a fiscal conservative, Adams also suggests government in many cases should identify an issue, find the best people to deal with it, and stay out of the way.
Government's supposed to be a facilitator. It's not supposed to be a provider. It's not supposed to be this overbearing, over-regulation, socialist concept. No. Mm-hmm. No. Remember, you're talking to the conservative Republican here, okay? Other people might have different color stripes. Mm-hmm. I don't.
All three Republicans would be happy to see more than one GOP candidate get elected, but realize the odds are against that. Spadola, who ran for state auditor 2 years ago and filed for this race nearly 1 year ago, says even through COVID, he's trying to engage with the voters.
Yeah, now we're out and about. And, you know, again, I'm not somebody who's new to Wilmington. People think I'm on council already. Aside from knocking on doors, campaigning to me is doing what I would have been doing anyway.
Adams, meanwhile, seeks to balance his schedule of council and committee meetings while rounding up voter support to continue serving a city he's passionate about.
Hey, it's a beautiful place. Okay, take a walk around. I don't care where you walk at. Okay, we have a beautiful city and we have nice people here. And so, hey, why wouldn't you want to live in a beautiful place with nice people? Yes, I'm very passionate about the city. I love the city of Wilmington.
And Brown, who previously ran for State House of Representatives and Newcastle County Council, says this race feels like the right fit for him.
Running for office has been a lot for me, but I think right now this is the best opportunity for me because this is closer to all of my experiences, is that I'm a city boy. And the one thing I do know is Wilmington, Delaware.
Ronnell Page has also filed for Wilmington City Council at large as an independent Party of Delaware candidate. Mark Fauser, Delaware Public Media.